Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What a beautiful Wednesday it is on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you awesome sounds coming there from Tebs David, Makabongwe. And before that, Nathaniel Bassi featuring Tokozo Mbambo, El Shaddai, Adonai. Bon, I took you to Sunday. I took it all. Radio Pulpit took you to Sunday. Show you were dancing. I can see somebody cleaning, somebody with a feather duster going, I can see that. What a beautiful Wednesday it is. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. It is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. And I am Sibongile Mofokeng. Before I talk to Frick, from the Turks Umvid office, I just want to say happy birthday to Dr. Mpo Ledwaba. It is her birthday. May the Lord keep keeping you. May the hand of the Lord be kuwe, you know, it would be kuluhe, and may he have his hand pezu kwako as well. Yes, happy birthday to you. Enjoy your day. May this be an awesome day, and may the year that you are starting out today be filled with his goodness, be filled with his joy, be filled with strength, be filled with success, and also be filled with breakthroughs. I know you've been trusting him for something, and may you see it happening. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And as Radio Pulpit, we'd like to say this to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Dr. Mpo Ledwaba. Have a great one. Enjoy your day. And happy birthday to everybody else also who is sharing the birthday with Dr. Mpo Ledwaba. I know it's my grandson. I'm a gogo. My nephew has a son. You know, those nephews that are almost the same age with your last born brother. So I'm a gogo as well. So you're sharing your birthday with my grandson, Kenande Mnube. You are celebrating together with Kenande. And this morning I was so excited. I had to just sing a happy birthday for him and celebrate his birthday as well. So happy birthday to Dr. Mpo Ledwaba, Kenande, and everybody else who is celebrating together with them. May your year be awesome. The year that you're starting out today, may it be blessed, and may you see much more of God's goodness in it, God's faithfulness in it, and may it be a prosperous and a beautiful year. Happy birthday.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life. At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
And that's where you are at. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. We are also on DSTV Audio Channel 882. We are on OpenView 607. And I am joined now by Frick Pretorius, Acting Senior Manager, Legal Services at the Tax Umbert Office. Hi, Frick. Is it your birthday too? Should I sing for you?
Good morning, Smovil. Unfortunately, not. Good morning to the listeners.
When is your birthday? When should we sing to you?
It's already past the 3rd of July.
Oh, my word. No, Frank. No, Frank, you shouldn't do that to us. Next time, next year, we have to sing for you. But welcome. Welcome. So as the Tax Umbert, you have a compilation of taxpayers' rights, entitlements and obligation booklets that is out there. That must be now exciting, hey?
Yes, very much.
Can you tell us in simple terms, Frank, what the Tax Umbert is and what is your role, the role that you play in South Africa? I heard people asking about the Tax Umbert, and some, they're like, yeah, that needs the Tax Umbert. And another person is like, the what? So in simple terms, what is the Tax Umbert and what is your role in South Africa?
Thank you. Our office was established way back in 2013 as an independent body to assist taxpayers who have complaints against South African Revenue Services. Let's call them SARS from now on. Now, our role is to make sure that taxpayers are treated fairly and that their rights are always respected by SARS at all times.
Yeah.
So if you had a delay or errors or other problems with SARS and you have already tried to sort it out with them, you went there numerous times, but without any success, that's where our office steps in. Now, the nice thing is our offices are very easy to access. We're actually sitting here in Menlyn, Pretoria. We are impartial, and your everything of you is always treated confidential.
Yeah.
So, just very importantly, we do not replace SARS or the courts or taxpayers. So you can't come to our office to say, please help me to fill in this tax return or whatever the case might be. We do get cases like that.
Really?
But the moment SARS is frustrating you with something, please, you can approach our office. That's our work.
Okay. Sure. I really never thought that you would get such a question. Somebody calling in and saying, please help me to fill up my tax. So people think that's what you do. Oh, my. And why is it important for taxpayers to know their rights, even after the tax season, Frank?
Very importantly, remember, tax issues or problems is not limited to tax filing season. These problems can pop up anytime. I mean, you can have a dispute with SARS. There can be a delay in a service or a misunderstanding that you have with SARS. So knowing your rights means that you are fully equipped with knowledge to challenge SARS should it become necessary. And very important, Sibongile, always empower yourself with knowledge in order to level the playing field when you deal with SARS. And this is also relevant in all aspects of your life. You know, empower yourself with knowledge. And all that knowledge is actually on our website on how you can actually deal with SARS.
Okay. So, and because we think, most of the people believe and think that once the tax season is done, that's the done, dusted, I've submitted. But there's still work in the background. So you still can have SARS talking to you, sending you emails on certain matters. So that's why you need to know your rights.
I said to another person the other day, SARS never goes away.
Yeah.
There's only two things in life that's certain, that's death and taxes, you know. So SARS is always there. So always be ready for a surprise or a visit or a phone call or whatever the case may be.
You never know. So you need to be ready. But then what role does the Office of the Tax Umbert play in protecting taxpayers' rights?
Basically, we investigate complaints that was lodged by taxpayers. As I said, between SARS. It's mainly in respect of service issues, procedural mistakes, and administrative issues, you know, when a tax official is rude to you, all those kind of things. And the nice thing about our office, we are independent from SARS. So we do it independently, and I can assure the listeners we are not afraid of SARS to stand up against SARS. So we will take your hand against any, you know, dispute that you have with SARS as far as we can.
So,
and then furthermore, we also investigate systemic issues that pops up, you know, from time to time.
Wow, you make us feel like we are standing on top of the shoulders of a giant right there. Because when we look at SARS, we're like, yo, it's David and Goliath. You feel like a David facing Goliath. So when we have the Tax Umbud office, we feel strengthened. So, but can taxpayers approach you guys directly without going through to SARS first?
Yeah, it's a very important question, and I want the listeners to listen very carefully. So the rule for taxpayers is that they must first, use the SARS internal complaint mechanisms before they can approach our office. I mean, it works like that in every tax ombud or ombud for that fact.
Mm.
So the golden rule is if you've got a complaint against SARS, they've got 21 days to resolve it once you lodge your complaint or your query. So if they do not resolve it, you go to the CMO, which is the SARS Complaints Management Office, and they've got a further 21 days to respond. Now, in our office, and in tax terms, we used to call it the 42-day rule. So once you've exhausted that process, then you can come straight to us and we will assist you.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, however, some exceptions to that rule, and that is really some compelling issues for our office to actually listen to your complaint. And one of them is like when you experience hardship and you can prove to us that there's really hardship because of the actions of SARS.
Yeah.
And the second one is where we feel that SARS is not going to resolve this issue in time given the urgency of your complaint. And then lastly is when a matter is a systemic issue, then we do not have to go to SARS first. And these systemic issues are categorized on our website. So always when you encounter the problem, go to our website. I'll give the website addresses and so on later.
Yeah.
When you encounter a problem, go to the website and see if the issue is falling under, the systemic issues. And if you don't know, phone our toll-free number and ask one of the agents to explain to you, and to look whether your matter falls under that. And then you do not have to go to SARS and take the long route.
Okay, but now, do most of the people know how to lodge a complaint, for example, with SARS? Or can they come to the Tax Ombud office to say, I need to lodge a complaint, but I don't know how to do that. I know I have to start with SARS, but I don't know how to do that.
You know what? 100% they can. Mm. They can definitely phone our office, and our office will guide them through the process.
Okay.
You know, it's actually a good idea because then we can sort of see, whether there's compelling issues or whatever the case may be.
Uh-huh.
And we can advise the or lead the taxpayer as to where to go and how to do things.
Mm.
If we see that he first must go to SARS, then we can lead him on the way and tell him how to do it exactly.
Mm. And some of the common complaints that you have received from taxpayers, what are these?
Refunds, a lot of refunds always, because people, mommies need the money to go to get their children to school and all those kind of things.
Of course,
Peer communication or no communication by SARS, a lot of procedural administrative errors made by SARS. Procedural is like when they are not finalizing your objection in time or your appeal or don't respond to a suspension of payment and all those kind of things. And that's basically the main, it's not limited to that. There is quite a lot, but that's the main ones. And these are the issues, the main issues that affect individuals and businesses alike.
Sure. I remember in the past, Frick, I waited for like 2 years before my case was resolved with SARS. It was frustrating.
Yes.
2 full years. I'm like, but what's the holdup? And at that time, you had to call their toll-free number and you would have it. Yo, it was like really frustrating. So these are the things that you are tackling right now so that objections and other matters are handled with care and done swiftly and quick as possible so it can be resolved. Does the Office of the Tax Ombud then charge for your services, for everything that you do?
Absolutely no. Our services are completely free to each and every person that phone us or step into our office.
Mm.
There's no money involved, nothing at all.
Mm. Oh, it is free of charge.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow, that is like awesome. I think a lot of people, maybe they're like, they're Ombud, you need 3,000.
It's not always that you get stuff for free, but this is Mahala. This is free. There's nothing. There's no There's no fine yes. writing or anything under this agreement.
Yeah. because people would scare you. Yo, you need 3,000. You can't talk to the Tuxumbud without anything. So it's free, people. It's free.
Yes.
And how can taxpayers then learn more about their rights as well?
Yeah, we've actually published a booklet that we call the Compilation of Taxpayers' Rights, Entitlements and Obligations.
Yeah.
And you can find this on our website. I'm not going to give you our website details now.
Okay.
Our website details is www.taxombud.gov.za. Just navigate the website and you will see this document at the end of the day. So it's a very, very nice document. It gives you all the rights and obligations.
Mm.
And each right and obligation is backed by legislation. So it's not just the thing that we've put there.
Mm.
You know, so if you look at the right of a taxpayer, like the right to dispute, it will actually guide you to which section of the Tax Administration Act. So it's not a blind document. It's absolutely a document with references.
Mm.
But just to give you some examples of what is contained
in
the compilation.
Yes, please.
Like, for instance, your right to privacy of information, your right to representation. I'm not going to go into detail because we're going to talk the whole day. your right to make certain applications or requests to SARS.
Uh-huh.
Your right to dispute decisions made by SARS.
Uh-huh.
But then again, you know, when there's a up, there's a down. So on the other hand, the obligations. There's also obligations on the side of the taxpayer that they need to bargain for and they need to adhere to, and that is
as taxpayers.
I mean, there's two sides of the coin. Just submit your returns correct, accurate at all times. Respond to requests by SARS. If SARS asks you for information, please respond and give the information. If you do not have it, ask for extension to get it. Register for taxes when you are liable to do so. Always be honest in your declarations. Otherwise, you're going to land up in jail or you're going to get hefty penalties at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that's just a few, you know. So I want the listeners actually to go onto the website and look at those documents, that document. It's very nice.
And so you say we can find the booklet. Where can we find the booklet on your website?
Yes, you can find it on our website, www.taxombud.gov.za. And then I'm also going to give our toll-free number.
Okay.
That I would like the listeners to write this down, which is 0800
662 837.
And then the moment a taxpayer wants to lodge a complaint, you can either call this number or you can send an email to complaints@taxombud.gov.za.
Complaints@taxombud.gov.za. Sure. Thank you so much for this kind of information. I know that we need it. I know that we need it. It's not over. It's never over where SARS is concerned. It's never over until it's over.
Just a last thing.
Yes.
We also run outreach programs. You know,
okay.
If any of the listeners wants us to do a presentation, you know, to a group of people or whatever, or to a specific office, they can also communicate that to us by sending a mail to communications@taxombud.gov.za.
Okay, so people can be empowered. Wow. Oh, that's
even if it's rural, no problem. We will go there.
Yeah. So that you can raise awareness around these. People know their rights and know the services that are offered by the Taxombud office.
Yes.
What are your closing statements, Frick, for today?
You know what? Be an honest taxpayer at all times. Adhere to the rules and regulations. Empower yourself with the knowledge to stand up against SARS. It's free to do so. And if you encounter any problems with SARS, do not leave it.
Yeah.
Go to SARS if they cannot resolve it unless it's a systemic issue. Come to our office so that we can assist you. It's free.
And I guess it's very safe, Frick, for taxpayers to come to you for advice, because sometimes we share wrong information with each other. We share wrong information. So better come to you, get the right information. And when one goes back to SARS, they know exactly what they are doing, and they're doing it right.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Frick, thank you so much for a great morning together with you. Thank you so much. May God awesomely bless you. And I hope that our family members of Radio Pulpit will take this information and use it for their own benefit and the right way. And also, you know, they are always clear when it comes to SARS matters. Thank you for empowering us. May God awesomely bless you.
Thank you, Sibongile. You too.
Bye, sir.
Bye.
And yes, my family, that is Frick Pretorius. Yes, he is, of course, from the Tex Umbert office, as I had alluded or said earlier on. And he's not just in the office, but he is the acting senior manager, legal services at the Tex Umbert office. And yes, if you would like to be in contact with the Tex Umbert office, do remember that you can call them on their toll-free number, which is 0800-662-837. It's 0800-662-837. If you'd like to lodge a complaint, or you'd want to write about a complaint that you have towards SARS, but you need their advice, you can do that at complaints@texumbert.gov.za. It's complaints@texumbert.gov.za. You can find out more about the compilation of tax rights, taxpayers' rights, entitlements, and obligation booklet on their site. Their website is texumbert.gov.za. Texumbert.gov.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to I Am youth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.